Delta Airlines has announced a nearly $2 billion quarterly loss. The company is struggling to avoid bankruptcy, as NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
The nation's third largest airline posted the huge loss in part because it took a write-off related to deferred income taxes and its pilot pension plan. Delta's real net loss of $312 million is still a financial deficit that Delta executives say the airline cannot continue to withstand.
These results underscore the seriousness of Delta's current situation.
Delta's chief executive, Gerald Grinstein.
Last year's estimates of the level of cost reductions Delta needs to achieve long-term viability are no longer valid. The hole we must fill is considerably deeper today than it was a year ago.
Among the reasons, fuel prices increased 54% this quarter while fares dropped. Intense competition from low-cost carriers have made matters worse, and Delta has had its credit rating downgraded 7 times since May of last year. Financial analysts are watching the airline closely. Michael Boyd is president of the Boyd Group, an aviation consulting firm.
A dire situation is not a death knell as long as you deal with it. It's still a solid airline, and with the right moves, there's no question in my mind that Delta can turn this around.
Boyd says Delta realizes it must work to get passengers back, to increase revenue, and to reduce costs. The airline has also been in a long negotiation with its pilots, the highest paid in the industry. Delta CEO Gerald Grinstein says he plans to make the changes needed, to do it once and to do it right. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.